Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
You've got questions. Melanie's got answers. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
More and more lately, you hear people say, oh, no, that's got some dairy in it. It's got casein in it. I can't. Oh, I'm bloated. It's from that. I'm lactose intolerant. Now there's lactate and there's all these things all over the market. But is that really the case most of the time? My guest today is Dr. Stephen Wangen. He's the medical director and co-founder of the IBS Treatment Center. Welcome to the show, Dr. Wangen. So lactose intolerant, making a lot of news these days, as is good gut bacteria and all of these kinds of sort of bloating things, including, you know, gluten-free and all that. So let's speak about lactose. Is it the problem we always have been hearing lately that it is? So we've been talking about lactose intolerance and whether or not you're somebody who is lactose intolerant for true or you need to see a doctor.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
You can hear me now.
We're like a cell phone commercial. Okay, so Dr. Wangen, did you hear my first question?
I did. I could hear you. So yes, I know where we're at, and this is certainly one of my favorite topics. So I'm excited to be here. Thank you for having me on your show. And lactose intolerance. Now let's look. I see this all the time, but I also see dairy allergies even more than I see lactose intolerance. And there's a lot of confusion about the difference between these two things and about the symptoms that they can cause and the way the words are used, intolerance versus allergy versus sensitivity. And they're all fascinating issues. So let's back up to lactose intolerance. What that is an enzyme deficiency where you don't produce the enzyme to digest lactose. And of course, lactose is in milk and in milk products, at least many milk products. And the symptoms from a lactose intolerance are very straightforward. There can be gas, there can be bloating, there could be loose stools, but that's it. That's all you're going to get from a lactose intolerance. So I know there are a lot of people out there going, wait a minute, that's not what my symptom is. When I eat dairy, I get something completely different. I get whatever. I get congestion. I get mucus production and I have to clear my throat. Maybe they get headaches. Maybe they get constipated from dairy products. Maybe they get something else completely different, joint pains. Who knows? It could go on and on. That is not a lactose intolerance. That is a dairy allergy. And the reason that we know that is because you can't get those symptoms unless you have an immune reaction to the food, because that involves inflammation. Now, the tricky part is that you could get the classic lactose intolerance symptoms. You could also get those from a dairy allergy. So you could get gas and bloating and loose stools from a dairy allergy, but you cannot get any of the other symptoms from a lactose intolerance. Does that make sense?
It totally makes sense, and it puts it forward for people so that they understand if it's a dairy allergy versus a lactose intolerance. Now, if they want to know, they've got bloating, they've got constipation or diarrhea, which is so fascinating to me that they can go together, and maybe they think they have IBS. How do you know? Because I was diagnosed with IBS in my 20s, but it went away. I mean, I don't have it, but Crohn's disease runs in my family rampant. But I don't have any of those things, as I knock on wood. So how does somebody know whether it is a reaction, an allergy, an immune system function, or IBS?
Well, IBS is just a big, broad label
that
covers a whole lot of stuff, right? It doesn't really mean anything. You could have lactose intolerance and be diagnosed with IBS. Or you could have a gluten intolerance and be diagnosed with IBS. You could have bacterial problems and be diagnosed with IBS. So IBS really covers tons of territory and is not a specific condition that has one cause. It is all those conditions combined. It's just lots and lots of literally hundreds of different issues that fall under the realm, the giant umbrella of IBS. So knowing that you have IBS really is not an advantage. I don't spend a lot of time trying to tell people that they have IBS because they haven't learned anything and I haven't taught them anything. When you get that kind of diagnosis, all that means is the doctor still doesn't know what's wrong with you, and you need somebody who is an expert in IBS who can help you solve the problem and figure out why you have it, which which might be something, for example, like a dairy allergy or even a lactose intolerance. But I get a lot of patients who try, say they try lactose-free milk, or they try using lactaid pills to digest lactose, and they say, well, maybe it makes a little difference, or it doesn't make any difference, so it must not be dairy. And that's not necessarily true, because if you have a dairy allergy, eating something that's lactose-free that isn't dairy-free won't make any difference. You'll still have the reaction because you're not reacting to the lactose. You're reacting to lots of other things that are in the milk.
Well, that's right. And you described that when you're lactose intolerant and missing that enzyme, which breaks down lactose, whereas the milk allergy is more, it's a food allergy, basically. And so it's a completely different thing. Now, how do you tell people to deal with it with all these products on the market? And then the advent of probiotics coming to the mix saying, well, we're going to cure your good gut bacteria. So we're going to be able to help your immune system solve all of these problems. I mean, so what is a person to believe, Dr. Wangen?
Well, that's a wonderful question because it is really, really complicated. It's really confusing is the best word because there's so much information out there telling you, oh, if you do this, then it'll solve that problem. If you do that, it'll solve this problem. And the fact is that all of those are a little bit true. So all of these issues, whether it's probiotics or it's candida or it's gluten or it's dairy or it's soy or you name it, everybody's heard about these things or bacterial overgrowth, and we can go on and on and on. There's a little bit of truth to each one of these. And the challenge is figuring out for the individual which one is relevant to me or which combination of these issues is part of my puzzle. And that's what we do at the IBS Treatment Center is help people figure out that combination. What is their puzzle? What are the issues that are really relevant to them? And it's not always super straightforward. You have to do things to via their history and with their diet and experimenting and figuring out, well, what is it that's going to actually help this patient? And so there aren't always nice, easy tests that are crystal clear that are going to give you all the answers. Now, with lactose intolerance, there is actually, because you can figure that out on your own. If you take you can both go out and buy lactose-free milk and you can buy regular milk. And if on one day you eat lactose-free milk and that's it and you don't ingest any other dairy, and then on the next day you eat regular milk, if there isn't a really crystal clear massive difference between those 2 days, then lactose intolerance is not your issue. That's not your problem. And so anybody can figure that out on their own.
Oh, we love self-diagnosis here on Radio MD. We sure do. That's totally awesome. And if I couldn't eat cheese, I think I'd have to just go ahead and hang it up. But give us in just the last, like we only have a minute left. So give us your very best advice for the listeners about, I mean, you just gave a really, really usable great tip. Try the lactose-free one day, a dairy product the next day, and see if there's any difference in the way your body reacts. That's wonderful. So give us another couple in this last minute.
Well, it all comes down to really having to be super focused and thorough with your diet and not making any assumptions about anything. So number one, you have to have this sense of there is hope. There's an answer. There's got to be an answer. There's got to be a reason that you have these symptoms if that's what you have. So there's got to be an answer. And then what is it? Don't give up, because that's the tricky part. There isn't like a really easy, quick, okay, do this and you'll figure it all out. Just don't give up. Because, for example, I get patients who are saying, wow, I eat great and I use protein powder all the time and I don't know why I feel horrible. And then it turns out they have a giant dairy allergy and there's whey in their protein powder. And that's what whey is. It's dairy.
See, and people don't even understand. And I'm sorry to cut you off, Dr. Wangen, but you're great. And I hope to have you on again. IBSTreatmentCenter.com is the website. You can learn a lot more there and do your research. Health advocate for yourself. That's what's so important. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening and stay well.